Dave Bennett's going to come and play with Doris now.
Thank you.
Holy moly! All right. That was so good, we should take another offering. Come on!
Thank you, Bob.
Wow! Unreal. Fantastic.
Dave Bennett's going to come back, and we're going to play a song for you guys with Miss Doris. Celebrating the Lord's table together today. Jesus commanded us that we should periodically celebrate to remember that the only reason any of us know him is for one reason. He loved us. He sought us out. He died, took our curse on the cross, was resurrected from the dead, and then chased us down so that we could understand it and believe him. It was the Apostle Paul who said, "It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus." And it's true. So we gather together. We pass around bread and the grape juice. Unless you're, you know, from another denomination, it's the real stuff, you know. But, I mean, they pass it around. And we remember his body and his blood. So let's pray together as we consider all of this. Lord Jesus, you did all of this for us, obeying your Father's will because he loved us so much, that you came and took this curse on yourself. We are eternally indebted, and yet you're the one who gives to us everything. And yet all of us in this room are still struggling sinners, even though those who have trusted you in this room are your born-again children, your children that you've taken into your very own family. But we all admit that we still struggle with our sin. None of us here are worthy, only you. You've promised to meet with us when we gather like this, Lord Jesus. Today we lay down our petty differences. We confess to you our gossip. We confess to you our backbiting and the grudges that we secretively hold that make us feel better and justified. We release all of that to you in your name. We confess it for what it is, sin. We ask you to free us from our own bitterness and anger. You know our addictions, Lord, that nobody else knows about. We ask for you to break the chains and to help us. Lord, here we are in your midst, remembering what you did like you told us. Meet with us in this place. Jesus, we love you. Amen. We're going to have our elders come.
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the matzah, the leftover bread from the Passover, said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Pastor Gall, would you pray for us?
Father, just as bread is the international symbol for life and prosperity, you are our life and you are our prosperity. So we pray that you would bless this opportunity that we have to thank you for your generosity and your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus came here, was born of a virgin, was given a body from his Father. That body was broken on a cross for you and me as the sacrifice for our sin. If you believe it, take the bread, eat it. The Lord took the cup. This represents a new covenant in my blood. The very payment for our sin was the very blood of Jesus Christ. Pastor Gall, would you pray one more time?
Thank you. Father, the most precious thing we can say is thank you.
Yes.
But we want to thank you. And we do thank you for all that you have done to sacrifice for us.
Yes.
And we thank you that you did that freely and lovingly and dutifully, but gladly, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Comforter, Counselor, Keeper, Spirit we love to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have helplessly lost their way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost our way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Always hunger for. your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Our hearts always hunger for.
Scripture says the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That and that alone. Nothing else. Either you trust Christ or you're not forgiven. It's him, not our religious activity, not our faithfulness, his love and his faithfulness and his death and resurrection. Take the cup, drink it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, Jesus said, until my return. Bless you.